The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. What's Creative Energy? It's a hot tub place, you guys. I'm so excited for my hot tub to arrive. I got it all ordered. It's all ready. I'm getting the site all set. Got to get a pad poured. It's all amazing. You can do the same. Start your year off with wellness and relaxation at Creative Energy. Are you using your hot tub all the time, Vinny?
The family uses it a lot. I'm
surprised you don't come back from, I would think you'd be freezing cold, come back from the water and just jump in there and get hot.
I've done that, yes. But there's gear to clean up and then usually there's something I got to get off to.
Because you did take a couple hours to go do your surfing.
Yep.
Hey, Dad's back. Here's our list of demands.
Well, there's usually an exchange of free time.
Ah, as in?
I come in, she goes out.
Welcome home, goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Today is National Clean Your Desk Day. I'm not sure why they selected today, but your desk could probably use some cleaning. I know mine. You clean your desk and you're like, that's it. I'm going to keep it organized. It's going to be like this. Like, then we're not going to keep clutter on there. Stack of papers isn't going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. And then you're good for a minute. And then 6 months later, you're like, I got to clean my desk. I don't know. No more stacks of paper. And rah, rah, rah. Do you guys use, I use this thing called, I think it's called Paperless or possibly Neat. And I scan in every single thing so I can shred it. Like, I don't keep any paper anymore. And so even at tax time, I just print out those.
I have not done that, no.
It's incredible. However, you have to actually scan the stuff. So you know what I do? I put it in a stack next to the scanner thing. And then 6 months go by and I'm like, okay, I got to start. And then, man, it just takes all day. You go in, you have to like put each thing in a category and give it a name. And oh boy. You know what? Maybe I'll do that today.
You have grown kids, don't you?
I do have grown kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been doing this though for 20 years. That scan in thing, it's like a document saver.
You have?
Well, 15 years for a long time. Wow. This is before I moved to the house I'm in now. It's great. Plus, Vinny, you go, oh, I got some work to do in the office. Okay, you guys, I'll be out in a while.
You know, John, I've been told time will come back, but I don't have time for anything anymore. So
time
no,
will come back.
No, it won't.
No, it will. Are you kidding me? Those kids get out of there. You're going to be like, oh my God, this is me. And then you'll be psyched to see them. They'll be like, hey, Dad, we're coming over.
The
and
thing
you're like,
is,
holy crap, it's so great to see you.
I don't even want them out of there. I just want time. That's all. I don't mind them. I really like those guys. But, you know, other than the showing up at my door when I'm trying to sleep. But
well,
yeah.
You have what? There's like 5 years between them. So by the time Isla is fully like, I don't need to talk to you and I'll be in my room. And not bothering you for your time anymore, which is kind of a sad day. Like, oh, they don't.
Yeah, I don't want that. I just would like some time.
They come back. But then you'll still have the little one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by the time the little one can't take you anymore, the older one will be seeing the value in you and you'll both be adults.
All right.
Of a sort. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to start with, this is for you, Vinny. And it's for no other reason than, we all love Robin Williams, and somebody randomly posted up here's a shot of it. This is a 1970s commercial for Illinois Bell. He plays the husband. He goes in with his wife. They talk to the salesperson. They look at a variety of phones, but of course he doesn't do that. He's got to start going into every different style of phone. There's a lot to love here because it's Robin Williams and it's funny and it's very early days for him. That he's in this Illinois Bell thing. Like, I have no idea at what point he's in. Like, has he already done the Happy Days thing that got him the Mork from Mork thing or any of that?
Well, that's all the 70s. So I would imagine the commercial came first.
Do you want to
That's
hear
what
it?
I'm thinking. Sure, yeah, go ahead and play it.
Around. Any rooms in particular?
I'm not sure. You see, we're redecorating.
Well, for a bedroom, we have this princess phone.
Like it's a light blue, old style. Oh, Robin spotted like something.
Gee, that
he's just making his way across the wall.
People of Earth.
For a living room or den, we have a number of different styles.
These old phones are hilarious.
Good evening.
And if you're looking for
right, so he's playing.
He's doing his thing.
It's funny. It's
Illinois Bell has telephones in a variety of styles and colors.
Okay, and there he is just talking and riffing, and it's just funny. It's just adorable, and it's so 70s. Like, well, we're redecorating, you see. It's like, who talks like that? Stop it. Was that the 70s talk? I don't know. I don't understand.
By the way, these are landline phones.
Oh, yeah.
For all you kids who don't know.
These kids won't even be like, what kind of store is that? What are
most
those?
Most of the phones I'm looking at, I had in my house at one point or another.
Yeah.
As a
kid.
Right.
But those aren't the iPhones you're used to.
The wall phone that she's looking at, the second thing, it's like every kitchen had that. And the longer you had it, the longer the cord was, because every kid was trying to sneak around the corner. I used to sit at the steps, on the top step to down to the cellar, and you could pull it and you could slide the cord underneath the door, and then you could get down so that your parents couldn't hear you. But then your brother would be, you'd hear like click, click on the phone, and someone was picking up another extension and listening in.
Rap brothers.
Little spy. Oh, God. Or your mom would pick up the phone and go, get off the phone, I need it. Okay.
Wow, that's not embarrassing. Thanks.
Yeah. It's so different now. Everybody's got their privacy. We're all concerned about privacy.
I'm trying to be radical over here, and that's what you do in front of this lady?
Mom! You're embarrassing me in front of my whoever this is. All right, so now that's cute. There's a fun thing. It's on this Facebook page, by the way. I think it's right up at the top. I didn't put a bunch of stuff up today. I didn't know this, and I thought, no, that's worth mentioning, because the fires are happening, and I just want all the information I can get. So I see a Kim Kardashian story, and she is yelling and screaming about the pay that the inmates who are fighting the fires are getting, which I did not realize that they, apparently there's a training program that you can sign up for this and do it. And the most you can make a day doing even a 24-hour shift is $26 as an inmate. That's what they will pay you. And this is about as dangerous as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you're not, just out of curiosity, no one's forced to take this job.
Nope.
They take it.
They take it. But she's saying, look, you should make it pay better. They should be rewarded for signing up for this. And I don't know if that means they could have more people doing it, which I guess is possible, right? But Kim Kardashian wants more recognition and more money for some real heroes fighting the Los Angeles. Although we don't know that. It is heroic to help fight a fire, but there is some reason that they're an inmate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not alleged. It's been decided. But apparently, I didn't realize this, but they say these guys are working in hundreds of incarcerated individuals. They said about 1,000 are helping with the efforts, working long hours in dangerous conditions for basically no money. She put a very long post up. I'm not going to read you all that, but basically, she says they get paid $1 an hour about to fight the fires. And she says that's not nearly enough for people who are helping with these dangerous, incredibly dangerous fires. Ventura Training Center. It's an org that trains formerly incarcerated individuals to be firefighters and helps them get past felonies. They get their past felonies reduced so that they can potentially get six-figure jobs as firefighters in the future.
That's a really big deal.
It is a big deal. Okay, so there are inmates who are fighting, and she's specifically saying those people could get funneled through to this Ventura Training Center. I guess all these places need support. But inmates in California are capped at $26.90 during emergencies for a 24-hour shift. So a buck an hour is not far off. The real benefit comes from reducing the sentences of those inmates who fight the fire. Did you know that one day of serving a fire crew means a 2-day reduction in your sentencing? So look, whether she gets these guys a pay raise or whether they deserve one or not, I did not know this, and I'm happy to know it.
There's a TV show about the firefighting ex-con or cons.
Is that so?
Yeah. I can't think of the name
of it. Like a reality show?
No, like a TV show.
Oh.
I don't know if...
Is it Chicago Fire?
No, 800-400-369.
Is it Fire Country?
It's like that.
Oh.
I think it's that.
So what?
It's a drama series, though.
Yeah, but it's a guy who had been in jail, who's fighting fires, gets released, but I think I haven't even seen it. I just know from the commercials.
Oh.
And I think he's been released, and now he wants to continue...
To be a firefighter.
To be a hero.
Their tagline is, a young convict, it's a series about a young convict who joins a firefighting program to get out of prison and find redemption.
Oh, that's nice.
You've got to imagine, and I can't speak for... I don't know any criminals in jail at the moment, so I can't really speak for them. But I do think I've known people who find themselves, they don't value their own life. They don't see themselves achieving great things. And so they will find themselves drug addicted or drunk or in gangs or wherever. And they might find themselves in jail thinking, well, that's where I was headed anyway, right? Except if you do a program like this, and you get a little feeling of what it's like to be a hero,
right?
And how people are grateful and look up to you now. You might
hugely
go
hugely inspirational.
You know what? I could do better with myself.
Right. I mentor and write education for this program called Second Chance Studios, where we take folks who have been incarcerated. They get six months of intense media training, learning how to produce, do all these kind of things, shoot and all that. And just having worked with all of those guys for over the years, the stories of how hard it is when they get out. Just even dealing with their parole officers and trying to check in. And just, I mean, it's crazy hard for them. So like any kind of these programs where like they can get a little step up, is, you know, I think are great.
That is great.
Yeah.
And motivation is half the battle. You know, I'm sure it breaks you down. And you just have to keep on keeping on. I mean, man, life's not trying to help you.
No.
If you're trying to turn yourself around, you need to stay motivated to do it. And it's wonderful to see that I didn't know anything about this, that these guys can reduce their sentences or help out. And I think you're right, Vin. Like, you start to feel someone's gratitude as you're, you know, pretty selflessly marching into a fire. You might start to actually value your life a little bit more.
It'll change the way you see yourself.
Yeah.
And... you know, all of a sudden others are seeing you as in a completely different way.
Yep. That's really nice. Anyway, Kim Kardashian, thanks for the tip. I didn't know. I appreciate it. Two famous TV homes have been destroyed, things we've seen on TV. The house where the Roy siblings were shown strategizing during season 4 of Succession. There's 12 people out there going, oh my God, I love that house. Oh my God.
Well, that I believe that house... Do you have all this, that it's the most expensive house in LA?
No, I don't have that. That's so funny. It's not funny at all. It's none of this is funny. That got burned down.
It's $450,000 a month to rent it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to look at the pictures.
Almost $500,000 a month to rent that house. That's, well, it burned, right?
It's gone now.
Yeah,
yes, there's burned. No more.
There's no more.
Not going to be. Well, I guess they probably rented it for a month. They spent some of their budget. I'm only seeing pictures of like the pool area. It does look very nice, though. I'm sure it's just wonderful. The other one is, if you watch the show Hacks, and I do, I think it's an HBO show. Jean Smart plays Deborah Vance. She's like an aging female comedian who's done a long run in Vegas and. She has like this, she's got a Vegas mansion, but then she has like a side mansion in LA. And the one that they use for that also burned.
Oh.
I know. Let's see. Jeff Bridges, Mel Gibson, Anthony Hopkins, they've all lost their houses. Ricky Lake would like to remind you that the destruction of her home was foretold months ago by Hollywood medium Tyler Henry. She found out she'd lose her house. Jennifer Garner's home has not burned, but she says she lost a friend. I guess she had a church friend who didn't evacuate in time, and she's been helping feed evacuees, and she was talking on some news program about just how she feels so, like a lot of places right near her actually burned, and a lot of her friends, their houses burned down, and you know, I feel that. If all this bad stuff happened all around you, and you were like, oh, everything in my house is fine.
Listen to this.
I feel so guilty.
There's a story I saw about a former army guy.
Yeah.
like he'd been in the army. I don't know what he does now, but he's an older dude. And he said, after the fires last, whatever the last run of fires were in the Malibu Canyons, you remember
yeah.
it happens I think with it was some regularity.
Last year or 2 years ago with Eddie?
A couple years back, yeah. He said he went and bought two super long hoses and two of those sprinkler things that go like this.
Oh, sure.
I saw that.
They waved
yeah.
back and forth.
They waved back and forth. He said, I went and bought these long hoses and these two sprinkler heads that just keep shooting the water, you know, back and forth.
Waves back. The big fan that waves back and forth.
Like every kid has run through those yes. in the summer during, you know, like sprinklers.
They're a staple. It's absolutely. A
thing. Okay. This guy says, when the fires broke out, I went and put those on my roof. So they're on.
Yep.
Sprinkling water all over the house. And then he takes his stuff and he has to leave. His house was still standing while the houses around him had burned down.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, my neighbors, my friends, all the people around me, they don't have... And he's tearing up as he's talking about it. But he saved his own house with these... With what did he spend at Home Depot? $100?
Right. Two sprinklers, two long hoses.
Not only did he save his house, but the houses like right down the hill from him also did not get burnt because the fire didn't jump.
Stopped where the water yeah. line was.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my
so
God.
So he like, yeah.
They do. They say a lot of people have installed systems on their houses like that. And that was part of the pressure problem because everybody had turned that stuff on and they were having trouble getting water to fight the main blaze, which look, water. It's always our problem. Horrible to hear. But that's, you know, the guy saved his house. It's incredible. Wow. Other celebs doing that. What have I got for time here? Like the 1 o'clock I look at, Vin, just, it doesn't work. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, it does work. It's 2:37.
And it will continue to be 2:37. It has been 2:37 since I got here.
Oh, not bad. It's not on.
Yeah, no.
2:37, everybody.
It's 2:37.
Good morning.
PM? Let's go PM? I don't know. Oh, no, it is today, so I'll say that's AM.
Yeah.
Other celebrities who are doing their part. Snoop Dogg, he turned his Inglewood clothing store into a donation center. Halle Berry is packing her entire closet up to donate. Angelina Jolie was stocking up on supplies for people staying at her home. Kim Kardashian Skims is donating clothing. Paris Hilton is launching an emergency fund for people who've lost their homes. Chuck D says, please stop using Burn Hollywood Burn in videos of the fires in LA.
Oh.
Let's see. Corey Feldman. he's not one of those fools who's just got to flee with the clothes on his back. He rented a 15-foot U-Haul and parked it in his driveway just in case. If he has to evacuate, he's going to be able to fill it. Let's see. Heidi Montag and Spencer. Whatever his name is.
Spencer.
Pratt.
Yeah, they lost their house. There it is. Yeah, Spencer Pratt. They lost their house and they're like begging everybody they want help. I'll probably talk about this more because I think I have another story about that. But they're, you know, I don't know if they're GoFundMe me yet, but they're saying, oh, we're trying to get a show on TV and now we need the money. And can you support us? And I'm selling this. And if you listen to Heidi's album Superficial and bring that up to number one on iTunes, that'll make us $1,100. Like, oh, my God.
Well, I do always feel like what you do on your Instagram page is your right.
Right.
And absolutely. I also think, you know, as a fan, you have the right to support or deny
that's right.
the request.
Nah, no.
I think the Pratt Montag family is one where, while I know their names and I can pick them out of a lineup, I've never seen 1 minute of whatever it was they produced
right.
during their star run.
Were they the Orange County, the OC, the real OC, the something
Not
OC?
Not 1 minute.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like the
kids. I've seen her pre-surgeries.
They predate the Kardashians to some extent, so I'm sure the Kardashians would be the equivalent today where everyone knows them.
Yep.
Who watches them?
Yep. Somebody must.
One out
I
of
guess.
Ten, maybe.
Right.
So the show is The Hills.
Oh, The Hills.
Yes. Okay. And you had to be on, you know, there was Team Kristen, Team Heidi, Team Spencer.
Oh, goodness.
Team Spencer all the way.
Kristen Cavallari?
Yeah.
Oh, you're Team Spencer?
Yeah, of course.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Oh, you just love kidding. Douches? You a crystal guy?
I think I interviewed him. I met him once at like a junket or something, and then just became like, okay, I'm Team Spencer.
Oh, then you picked a team. I see. Did you watch the show The Hills? Did you used to watch it?
No.
Oh. So none of us have watched it, but we definitely know who those people are. All right, Vin, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I had a full-on comprehensive LA fire update. I think I'll push that to the next news since we just talked about it. I will do this and more. The number of single people has declined for the first time in 20 years.
I'm very surprised to hear that.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to Monday. Makes it a little bit better knowing that we have a huge concert announcement coming up at 8 a.m.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Better Man. From the directors of The Greatest Showman, Better Man tells the extraordinary journey of British pop icon Robbie Williams. Better Man is in theaters now. Get your tickets today at bettermanmovie.com.
That's the life story where he is played by a chimpanzee.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Crazy.
Bettermanmovie.com.
Thanks for being a sponsor, bettermanmovie.com.
Get your tickets, everybody. Okay. Sunny today. Another beautiful day.
All right.
Highs in the low 60s. Actually, it's cold as you get out this morning. And then, it, you know, 60s, low 60s. Right. But still sunny.
Gotta love that.
Red flag conditions return today for Southern California, which is going to be a problem for the, and I've watched a lot of stuff and I'll update you next hour on the things that I've got for you. I'll try to make it comprehensive and quick because I know we're hearing it from all directions. You can't, it's your Instagram, your whatever you look at, that's the story of the day.
Yep.
So I'll get you updated on all of that next time. Over the weekend, Houston, Baltimore, Buffalo, Philly, and Washington win, and they all move on in the NFL playoffs.
All right.
Tonight, Minnesota is at the LA Rams in Arizona.
And that's another wild card game? Like this is...
Yeah, and they're in Arizona for the obvious reason that they can't be in LA.
Right. Yes.
So there's that. This story here in front of me, it's weird because there's some science here.
Science.
Some surveying and all this stuff. And you'd go, why aren't you mentioning? The number of single people has declined for the first time in 20 years.
And when they say single, they mean...
Not married.
Not married.
But they partnered they could up, be... living together, committed romantic relationship. However,
or nothing,
not specifically married. So anyway, according to Pew Research Center, the share of unpartnered adults has declined for the first time in about 20 years. It's only declined about 2%, but nowhere in this story do they mention the pandemic, which I can't imagine that you wouldn't have to include that as either part of the inspiration for partnering up.
Mm-hmm.
If you got caught,
I don't want to go through that alone again.
If you got caught alone during the pandemic and you were just stuck.
Yeah.
You might have done well. There are people who are introverts and but it's not good for humans to be without
isolated.
Social interaction. Yep. It's just not. You can tell yourself you thrive when you're alone and you might.
Right.
You're still.
But it's counterbalanced by the relationships that you have in your life.
You're
being
still
completely
better for
alone
it.
Is not good for you.
Right. And all the weird things that you think up without someone there to go, you're crazy, knock it off. Suddenly you're like, I'm onto something here.
Hey,
and you're patting yourself on your own back and no one's there to go.
90-page manifesto and you live in a shack in your backyard.
Yeah.
And no one's even in the house.
You're wrong, weirdo. You're wrong.
Mm.
Anyway, it's not down a lot. 42% of adults were unpartnered in 23, down from 44% in 2019. Which is right before the pandemic. So it feels like they're that. Look, I'm just kind of feeling like that might be what has inspired people to say, I'm done on the fence.
Right. I'm falling over into relationship-hood.
And I do think that plenty of people are super happy by themselves, and that's great. But you also, if you are in fact looking, not that weird, I'm looking, but he has to be perfect thing. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
Nobody.
That's just your excuse for not being in a relationship.
Nobody's going to check all your boxes and still, you know, right. get on with you 10 years down the road. It doesn't matter. It's hard. It takes effort and it takes getting over yourself. And because there's been things within my relationship, I've been with Christina now almost 16 years. There have times when I'm like, well, that's it. I'm not putting up with this crap. And then you go, all right, well, I mean, come on. You get over it. You go, you got to tell yourself, like, we can continue. We can get over this.
Work.
We just have to try. Mm-hmm. And shockingly, it can be done.
Mm. And be done not to a point where you're grumbling in the corner the whole time. Like, you can figure it out and make it work. Two people can do it.
I do think that's one of the reasons we see celebrity couples break up so quickly, is that they find themselves in a no situation or not a good compromise situation, and they just go, I have the best life in the world.
Yeah.
I would never suffer this. Bye.
I'm outie. Talk to my people, because I have those.
Because, I don't even have to break up with you. My lawyer will handle everything.
Yeah. Okay. I need to divest myself of this relationship. Can you handle that for me? Great. Thanks. I'm heading off to my new set for my new movie, and I'm not going to think about this anymore. Let me know if you need me to sign anything.
The share of adults who were married inched up a little bit too, only 1% from 50 to 51. Again, they're using 2019 to 2023.
Okay, so you're saying that this number is about people who are in a declared relationship. They don't consider themselves to be on the market. They're not single. They're partnered in some way, shape, or form, whether it's marriage or...
The original conversation was about people not married but living with a partner or in a committed romantic relationship, as in truly steady boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
This is about marriage, and they're saying it's inched up 1%. So even marriages have
gone up.
And I, again, feel like, you might find yourself saying, enough of this.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. The apps, have they gotten better? Is that possible? Doubtful.
It feels like people either hit gold, right? You know, lightning strikes right when they get on there, or they become these like really bitter, you know, people, or they're churning through people like, no, that's great. Are you kidding me? I have a date every night.
Yeah. Well, a lot of guys are living that life.
And I didn't want any kind of commitment. And I'm going to ghost every single one of these people.
We'll never commit thanks to the apps. But my buddy who was on the apps, he's still with that girl.
Yeah. And that was pretty soon after he got on there, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you say that was what, maybe his first date even?
Fairly quickly. Fairly quickly. And he was not getting on the apps.
Made out.
Because he was truly, and he only told me this because we grew up together and we're, you know, I don't know, best friends, whatever. Anyway, he was saying, what if I get on there and no one checks me out?
Mm.
Like, what's that going to do to me?
Right.
You know? And I'm like, I don't know, what's it going to do to you?
What
and
he's like, a terrible thing to think.
It would totally bum me out. I'm like, well, yeah.
But no one's checking you out now, man. What do you got to lose?
Exactly. That's what I was like. Besides, you know, put a phony pickup, doctor it a little, do what all the people do. He's like, I can't do that. But then he goes, I did get a photographer and I went and took some shots and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, good for him. And he was serious about it.
Well, he's a marketing guy.
Oh,
that was his original. There's a total difference in real like photography and the stupid selfie you take in your car before, you know, and posting that up. And I was like, yeah, well, I don't want to do that. I want to put a good shot up. He did. And he's been with her since.
Yeah, that's nice. And he had a heart attack and she was the one who came running.
She came and helped him.
Mm.
I actually had if tragedy strikes right before you're about, and I'm not saying he was going to dump her. I'm not. That's not what I was saying. But you know, if you're like in that situation where you're just dating, you were probably like, you know, who knows how in you are. and then this person shows up for you big. I don't know if that changes everything. I don't know if you're
well, you
now there.
You might see them in a very different light and have a new set of considerations.
Maybe. I haven't talked to him about that. I haven't had time, but I do feel.
Let's get him on the phone.
No, let's not. But I can you imagine?
I can. I can imagine
all
you
of a
being
sudden,
like, oh.
There's this person who you were seeing in one way, and now all of a sudden
stops
they're here
by
in
your
the
house,
hospital.
Picks up some stuff for right. you, is there for you, is holding your hand, is someone to lean on. It is there for you, shows up for you. Incredible. Love, exciting and new. We made out. It felt great too.
I don't know if this is for those that are partnered up or the single men among us. Either way,
the single men. All right.
Here's a story for you.
Okay.
Men who regularly drink grape juice could significantly lower their odds of ED.
Oh.
Especially really? Older fellas.
Now, what is there a specific? Because there's plenty of grape juice out there, and I always feel like, well, that's just a glass of sugar. So what specifically do I need to drink for grape juice here? Because I do not want ED for me. You know, I need to be able to, you know, get busy.
If John was struggling,
yeah.
and I'm not saying he is or he isn't, I don't yeah. know anything about it. But if John were struggling and you heard this story, do you think you'd bring that home and be like,
try this?
You need to start drinking.
Hell yeah, I would.
You would.
Why not? I
well,
mean,
because
it's not
you
medical.
Don't want to do it, so you might be like, well, I'm
you know, I'll
better
tell
off
you something, though. That is a huge part of what makes you feel good about yourself. If you're regularly unable to get it up, not only do you feel bad, your partner feels bad. Like, that would be a terrible thing to be going through. I would absolutely encourage, whether it's this grape juice thing or go talk to somebody about this. There's plenty of stuff they can do.
The research found that compared to those who consumed no grape juice at all, men who drank grape juice 5 times or more per week saw a 79% decrease in ED struggles. That's not a little.
That's like a cure. That's unbelievable. Grape juice. Okay, so can you look like, are we talking Welch's grape juice or is there like some specific?
They're talking grape
untainted
juice. Yes.
Grape juice. Wait, how about this? Can I just eat grapes? They're full of juice.
And by the way, there's another point to this where people might go, well, wine.
Oh, yeah. Let's have some wine.
No.
That's grape juice,
Finn.
It's grape juice.
No, it's grape juice. This is what you need to, this is what the study was. Don't always try to outsmart everything. They're telling you, just drink grape juice.
Well, you're the one who brought it up. It obviously occurred to you. It didn't occur to me.
Their analysis of 600 men, 300 with and 300 without ED. And they say with a mean age of 47.2 years. So they're talking about older guys here.
Yeah.
Showed a marked advantage if they were drinking the grape juice.
Now, the ones who didn't have ED, were they extra special?
It doesn't say if they got
like, wow!
Extra size.
I feel like Gilbert
Get
Grape.
Get out of an inch!
Wow.
Oh,
well, I don't
my
know.
God.
I mean,
Jesus, I mean, every guy will run to the store right now. What? I can get an extra inch?
I also read an article that if they eat red grapes.
Oh, red grapes.
That helps you.
Mm. So if you eat a red grape and then just drink grape juice, I have a feeling that this study is going to get out and grape juice is going to start flying off the shelves.
Why wouldn't you?
I can't think of one
There's
reason.
There's no reason not to mix it into your... It's
why
delicious
it?
And it can help you.
I will honestly say I eat grapes all the time, but I have not had a glass of grape juice since I was a child.
Me either. And I also haven't...
But I can taste it in my mouth right now as you're saying it.
I may have had it like randomly, but I certainly haven't bought it and brought it home. I also haven't had grape jelly just for the sake of saying.
Yeah.
That was a staple when I was a kid.
Yep.
Mom would use the grape jelly and either cream cheese or peanut butter in a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You ever have that cream cheese and jelly?
I believe so. Yeah. Not like you had, like you've mentioned that before.
I think it's an East Coast thing, but it must not have been in Boston.
I've had it on bagels.
Cream cheese and jelly.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I've done that. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a nice little bagel sandwich.
Yeah.
An estimated 30 million American men have suffered from ED. That's about 18% of those aged 20 and older. So this might be worth a shot. Grape juice is a non-fermented beverage. And so people of all ages can have it. Research varies. Grape juice, red grape juice. There's soup. They have superior antioxidant benefits. But it doesn't matter which grape juice it looks like.
No. Well, there you go. Just get
grape,
that grape juice.
Red
in
grape
you.
Or make sure white you grape.
Check the label, though. Like, honestly, there are so many grape juices out there that you pick up and you look at the label, and there's like 2% of the actual thing you're trying to get. But Whole Foods will have like a, you know, straight grape juice. I'm sure you need it to be sweetened. I don't know.
The juice of red grapes in particular is known to improve cardiovascular health by strengthening circulatory tissues, which is part of the boner thing, right?
Sure, I mean, it's all about blood flow.
Maybe those red grapes, everybody. Anyway, try grape juice. It can't hurt.
Okay.
Well, right.
Am I on time?
I think you're okay.
Okay.
I can't tell because my clock doesn't work.
Oh, you're right.
I keep staring at a clock that isn't moving.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things. Grape juice, does wine count? No.
Oh, see, people thinking like you, Vin.
Well, not me. I mean.
Oh, did they suggest that in the story?
They definitely mentioned that, you know, people will always.
Yeah. We're not talking about that. Just in case you were wondering.
Kicking myself because I definitely saw Maddie and Kelly Clarkson coming out of his dog park Saturday and only realized it after. So hi, Maddie. Megan from Oakland.
Oh.
Hey, Megan.
You still have that other dog?
Say hi next time. Yeah, Dougal.
And now do you wheel them both?
Yeah, they both come out in the cart. They like to ride together and then they go.
And then once they're at the dog park, do you just take them out and lay them on the grass and then they... Like, what happens at the dog park?
I take Kelly out, and she goes and walks around and does her business.
She can walk around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about Dougal?
Oh, he's fine. He's
Oh, he runs right around?
Yeah, he's a good little boy.
Oh, that's good. So he's in better shape than Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a little limp, but, you know, we're all gimpy.
Well, yeah, he's very old. House. He's 14. You have a 14-year-old and a 17-year-old dog.
Yeah. Next time, say hi.
Megan.
You have a third dog with Shauna?
Yeah.
So Mumbles. When's she dropping that? Mumbles?
Yeah.
And when is Mumbles getting dropped off?
I doubt it. They're thick as thieves.
Oh, yeah.
That
but
one's
at some
great
point,
shape. He looks like a puppy.
Well, just
14.
You wait. Yeah. Oh, boy, you have a bunch of old dogs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun couple years coming.
You went to the dog store and just picked up four in a row, huh?
Well, we got Kelly, and then within two years, we got little Dougal because she needed somebody. Dogs are better when they're in a pack, you know, so they're nice to be all together.
Mm. Yeah. It's so sad though when one dies. Like the animal grief is like so because they don't have expression for it.
Oh, it's going to be a great year for me. Because Kelly's definitely not making it to the end of the year, I don't think.
I think he's already partying. I don't understand what's happening here.
I don't know, but okay. It's very depressing. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Coming up, a mini game and a pay raise.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.